My name is Vijay Sharma, and I'm a product manager for Microsoft OneNote team. Today, I'm very glad to announce that Office add-ins will now be available for OneNote. What this means is, as a developer, you can now build add-ins for OneNote, upload them to store.office.com, and make the add-ins available to millions of OneNote users. If you are an enterprise, you can now build add-ins that for your employees and make them available through the corporate catalog. Now, what is an Office add-in? An Office add-in is a web extensibility framework that Microsoft offers to developers to build and deploy add-ins for Office products. An add-in is essentially an extension of Office application. So if you have a Word, a PowerPoint document, or in this case, a OneNote notebook, and you want to extend the functionality of the product, then the best way to do that is through building an Office add-in. Why? Because an Office add-in is loaded within an Office document and is available cross-platform. What this means is, if you build add-in for OneNote online, then that same add-in would seamlessly work on OneNote for Windows and OneNote for Mac. All right. So what are the types of add-ins that OneNote will support? OneNote will support three types of add-ins. The first is a task pane add-in, which lives besides a OneNote page and also has read and write access to the page. Second, the content add-in lives within the OneNote page and also has read and write access to the page, and it also gets persisted with that page. The last and the most important one is the app command add-ins. And app command add-ins allows developers to extend the OneNote Office ribbon UI and add their own tabs and command to the ribbon. This is really powerful. Okay, now let's look at the high-level architecture of OneNote JavaScript API. At the very top is the OneNote application, which is a collection of OneNote notebooks. And a OneNote notebook is in itself a collection of section groups and sections. So this is the top level hierarchy of OneNote. Now, OneNote page is contained within a section, and the OneNote page contains the page content. Now, page content could be an outline, or it could be an image. If it's an outline can also contain paragraphs, which can itself be a text, a rich text, or an image. So this is a high-level API structure for OneNote JavaScript APIs. All right, so now let's look at a practical demo of OneNote JavaScript APIs and OneNote add-ins. Let me switch to my browser over here. Okay, now let's look at a practical application of add-ins for OneNote. We have been working with our partner Skimit to develop an add-in for OneNote. Skimit lets you or your team share information that you find online in one single place. Now, normally people share information via links that sit in the documents, emails, or notes, but these links don't tell us nothing. And if time permits, we trust the source, we click on them, and only then we find the information behind that. Skimit is changing that. Skimit can extract information from web pages and summarize the content into a readable snippet called skims. So now let's look, see the work that has been done by the Skimit team. Here what you see is a Skimit add-in in OneNote, and this is an app command add-in. Now I can click on this app command and launch the task pane on the very right. Now it's complaining that I don't have any links for it to skim. So I do have, I have copied one link over here. Let me select this link. Now what you see over here is Skimit was able to extract the content behind that hyperlink and show it up in the task pane over here. Now look at this cool thing. I can now insert this Skimit into OneNote, and it copied all that content into OneNote. Now this is really powerful. If I have links sitting in my OneNote page, I can quickly get snippets from that link into OneNote. And if I'm using OneNote for research, I can quickly get content from the web into my OneNote. So this was a really powerful application for OneNote. Thanks to the Schema team for developing this add-in. Now let's look at another practical application of OneNote add-in, which actually will give you some CRUD operations for OneNote. So let's go over here and look at a sample add-in, which is also an app command add-in. And you see there are multiple commands over here. Now let's launch this hierarchy task pane. And I scroll over here, what I see is a task pane, and I can now click this button to get the entire hierarchy for the OneNote. You see there's a notebook name, there's a section name, and these are the pages within OneNote. This is how you get the hierarchy for OneNote. Let's look at another practical application, how you add pages. Let's look at another task pane, and I can now enter the a page title over here, and let's see if I can add some page. Okay, right there, I can see I was able to add a page using the JavaScript API. Now let's look if I can add an outline into OneNote. Let me add just some test content over here and provide an X and Y coordinate where I want this outline to appear. Let's see what it does. Great, so I'm able to add that outline right into my OneNote page. Now this was a really good demo of how you can use OneNote to create content into OneNote. You can do the same thing to get the content from OneNote out to a different application. Let's switch back to my presentation over here. Now that was a real practical application of OneNote add-ins. You must be wondering, when are the add-ins going to be available for OneNote? Well, pretty soon. The first platform that we will make the add-ins available is the OneNote Online. But we will make the add-ins available for other platforms, for example, Windows and Mac, pretty soon. But be rest assured, if you're building applications for OneNote Online, those add-ins should just work on Windows and Mac seamlessly. Now, for the OneNote Online, let's look closely at the timeline. Below is a timeline. Here's a timeline for the OneNote add-ins for OneNote Online. At Build, which is starting today, we are launching the private preview of the add-ins. What that means is you can request access to our developer environment by tweeting to us, and we will give you access to the environment. Sometime in May, we will have a public preview. What that means is any developer can go and have access to the OneNote add-in platform. And in summer sometime, we will have the general availability of the OneNote add-ins and have the store support for add-ins. All right, so all you need to do is go to dev.oneNote.com and you can find the documentation and resources to get started. And if you need access to a private preview environment, just tweet to us with hashtag request add-ins. And we will give you an access to our environment. Lastly, here are some additional resources. And I look forward to working with you on building some cool applications for OneNote. Thank you so much.